for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Saturday afternoon service of December the 28th, 1996, of the Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey is the speaker for the afternoon.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is good all the time. Amen. That's what the people from the mission always say. They'll come in, you got a sea of people out there, and you say, the Lord is good.
All the time.
All the time. But with them, it's kind of a cliche, you know. And I say, why is he good?
Because he is.
That's right. But they won't give me that. They'll say, because he, you know, he's given me a place to stay. I said, that's good. That's good. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. And I thank him for his goodness to me, I'll tell you. Well, praise the Lord. I tell you what. We had a little bit on the healing upstairs. I said, if I got an opportunity to minister, I was going to minister on healing. And then we're going to do deliverance. Own healing.
Amen.
And so I'm going to, the Lord has been directing me that way all day. And so let's pray.
Yes,
Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you now.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, just thanking you for your goodness to us. Thanking you for your mercy and your grace.
Lord.
Thanking you for your love. Now, Father, as we break your bread this afternoon, as we open the Word, we ask you to give us hearing ears and seeing eyes and an understanding heart.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Father, that you let us hear by the heart and the Spirit, Lord, that we might walk in your Word the way you have called us to walk in it.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us, but we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray tonight, this afternoon, that you will give us the words that you would have us to say, and Father, that you will keep me out of the picture and let the Spirit of the living God speak and bring forth that word in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives within me now. And Father, in Jesus' name, you said you'd given me authority over all the power of the devil. So in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits, principalities, and powers and rulers of darkness over this church. I bind the enemy from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We bind the enemy from the ground in the name of Jesus. We bind any harassing spirits, any tormenting spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. We stand upon the authority that you've given us. We received in Christ Jesus in the third heaven far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And we just thank you, Father, for the authority that's in the name
yes.
of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give all the glory and honor to the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Before I begin, I'm going to start with in Proverbs this afternoon, but before I begin, I want to say this. Healing comes and it begins with forgiveness. We hold a lot of unforgiveness in us. I'm not teaching on unforgiveness. I'm going to teach on what the Lord gave me in this area, but we must forgive if we want anything from the Father.
Yes.
We must forgive. We need to examine ourselves and then to walk in it. I, you know, so many times I hear people say, well, I've forgiven everyone that's ever hurt me. And I just said, Lord, forgive them all. That sounds good. But we need to zero in on the hurts and the wounds in the heart. We need to forgive.
Yes.
And without forgiveness, without obeying the Word of God, God said if we don't forgive, He will turn us over to the tormentors. And the tormentors can be sickness, it can be destruction, it can be anything. But I tell you that the open door is unforgiveness. And so God wants us to forgive, not with our head. You know, I told Jim when we were talking about coming over here, I said, you know, Jim, I said, so many of God's people are sick. I said, God doesn't want His army sick. He wants us well. And I said, I just really keep feeling that the Lord would have me share on healing.
Yes.
And then do deliverance on it.
Yes.
And I said, if the Lord opens the door, that's what I want to do.
Good.
And so I just began to seek the Lord in the area of healing. And one reason is that when something hits me, I always go to try to find out how it hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it usually goes back to some unforgiveness or resentment or something like that. And you know, the Lord's had me going back way back. And he had me to forgive. You know, when people left our church, we'd leave the church, I always would get so hurt and rejected. And I thought, Lord, you know, what did I do? And I always felt it was something I had done, you know, that they left. And the Lord began to show me that he said they go out from you because they're not of you.
Yes.
That's what the word says. But he also showed me that I had held unforgiveness against the people that I love because they left me. I love those people.
Yes.
And so he had me go and forgive them. And I began to, it was the Holy Spirit would reveal to me whatever it was that, whoever it was, I'm telling you, I spent weeks just, you say, well, God doesn't want you to dig up all that. Yes, he does. He wants to clean, he wants his vessel cleansed. And if there's any unforgiveness or resentment or bitterness or jealousy in you, God wants it out.
Amen.
He hates it. What did he say over in Proverbs 6? He said he hates six things. He hates seven, yea, or abomination.
Yes.
And one of them's pride. I'm go ahead and touch on this. I did upstairs just for a few minutes. But we're so full of pride. Why don't that woman sit down and let me up? I could tell more than she could. Anybody in here could preach better than me, but you see, God let me do it this afternoon.
Amen.
Your turn will come.
Thank you.
And that's jealousy. And somebody gets up there to sing. Well, I can sing better than that. You heard me sing. You know how great I can sing. But what I'm telling you, people, this opens doors for the enemy to hit us. And it not only opens doors for the enemy to hit us, but we lose stuff against them with it. Don't we?
Amen.
We're projecting. Doc told on yesterday afternoon. Who remembers what he told on? I told him upstairs, he didn't go on it like after it like I would. I said, shut your mouth, get to tongue light, and speak the word and stop saying the wrong things. You see, he was talking about the well, two fountains. I'll get the right word in a minute. But most of us drink out of the bitter fountain, don't we?
Yes.
And that comes from that bitterness within our heart. And I'm not trying to preach a sermon, but I'm telling you, God wants us to watch what we say. He wants us to start drinking out of the fountain of living water.
Yes. Yes.
He wants us to start loving one another and coming in one accord. And he wants us to forgive, and then he wants to heal us.
Right.
Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to give you some scriptures that the Lord gives me, and I quote them a lot. Trust in the Lord. Verse 3 says, well, let me see. Let's begin with verse 3. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones.
Yes.
He said when we trust in the Lord, and we walk in his word, and we believe him, and we acknowledge him in all our ways, his word within us will be bring health and healing to us. Over in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, he says, my son, attend unto my words, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying, let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
Amen.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes.
Put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. God says, attend unto his word. Attend to my word. Don't turn away from it. I was looked up in the concordance and said, put the word first, attend to it, listen to it, apply it, and when we attend to something, what do? We put it first.
Yes.
We begin to walk in it. We listen to it. We believe it. God's word says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you might be in health and prosper, even as your soul prospers." God wants us to walk in healing and wholeness. He wants us to walk in health. He wants us to not need healing. He wants us to be whole. He said in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he said he wants a spirit, soul, and body totally preserved, blameless before him. But yet we see so much sickness in the body of Christ. And this afternoon we want to go after some of those sicknesses and some of those diseases. 1 Peter, I'm going to give you quite a few scriptures, Lord willing. If not, I'll have the Lord needs. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, he says, "Wherefore lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking.
Yes.
As newborn babes desire the sincere word of the milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." He said that we're to desire the word as sincere, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word. Now, we here, right here in this building, I told you, we preach the word over and over and over to everyone here, and everybody here knows the word. Every one of you know the word. Mentally. Everybody knows the word. Sometimes you can sit up there and preach the sermon that whoever's up here preaching, because you know the word. But you see, we know it mentally, and we're not attending to it, we're not meditating on it, we're not letting it become alive within us.
Yes.
We're not doing the word.
Yes, right.
James said, "Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only."
Right.
And we hear and we hear and we hear and we hear and we hear, but we do not begin to do it. And the way we do it, we begin, who was it said, read it, Doc, I think he said he likes it. Was that you that said you like to read it aloud,
yes,
the word aloud? Read it aloud. I always tell people when I'm telling them to fill up on the word, read it aloud. Listen, I give them scripture and I say, read those scriptures. You'll believe it if you say it. I can say it to you and say it to you, but when you hear it come out of your mouth, Romans says the faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but it comes with you and I. As we speak it and we hear it with our ears, we begin to believe it because we said it. It's God's word, but we're quoting it, and so we say, that must be true. So we need to meditate upon it. We need to let that word become real within us. Get your concordance down and start, like my husband does, look every word up. He looks every word up sometimes and see what the word means. Get a dictionary, whatever it takes. Jesus said in Matthew 4, he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And I started off with in the area of healing with talking about the word, because the word is where we receive healing and deliverance. Anything we receive from God, it comes through his word, what his word says about it. And I quoted you Romans 10:17. So let's go to Isaiah 53. We sang that this morning. See, the Lord was just confirming what he wanted me to share this afternoon, even through the morning services in the singing. And Isaiah 53 tells us that, and you know the scripture, but I want to read it to you. You know it. Each one of you could probably quote it. We'd probably quote it. But in Isaiah 53, verse 3 says, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." The word says we are healed. With the stripes that came upon Jesus, we were healed 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
So why are we sick?
Amen.
Why are we sick? Because Jesus healed us. He said he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. So what we need to do is begin to appropriate the healing that he has already given us, he has already done for us. We need to believe it. We need to believe it. I was talking to a lady in our church the other night. She came in, she said, "I want you to pray for my next door neighbor." She said she lost her mother, and I forgot the problem she had, the girl had that lost the mother. But she went to the doctor, and the doctor gave her some medication for it. And her mother died a couple, 3 months ago, and the girl had not been able to leave the house since her mother had died. She was sitting there taking the medication that the doctor had prescribed, and it was the wrong medication. It had made her depressed. It made her paranoid. And when she went back to the doctor for the checkup, he says, "Where did you get that medicine?" She said, "You gave it to me." He said, "Well, they just gave Phil the wrong prescription." Well, I don't know who did what, but my point of this is, we go to a doctor and we act like they're God. They're not God. They are men, and they put their pants on one leg at a time, and we need to pray. We need to know who's giving us. You know, the Lord showed me years ago that they're practicing medicine, and I said, "God, they're not going to practice on me." Well, it's true that we, say, for years, I lived this for years. I lived sickness for years. God healed me from cancer. He healed me from so many things. But I was a walking doctor bill. I made half the doctors in Memphis rich. It made me poor, but it made them rich. 13 times I had surgery. And I don't know how many other times that I had, sickness. My husband and I spent everything we made to doctors. But one day I learned that there was a better doctor.
Amen.
And I started going to the better doctor. The Lord began to show me, he said, medicine. When I went to the doctor, he prescribed medication for me, sometimes 4 hours, every 4 hours, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. And I'd set my clock and get up during the night and take that medicine. Well, the Word says that God's Word is medicine.
Amen.
And so God said to me, take it like medicine.
Hallelujah.
Get up and read it and study it and believe it and receive it and receive your healing.
Hallelujah.
Well, he started with me with a headache. And I was on some pills. The doctor said I'd be on the rest of my life. And I always had migraine headaches. And I had headaches and took aspirin by the bottle. BC, stand back, whatever. Back then, that was the thing. That's been years ago. They changed it a lot since then. But I was taking it, and I had a migraine headache. I went in the kitchen to get my bottle. I had a bottle sitting up in the cabinet. I reached up there and got it, and I heard the voice of the Lord say, "What are you doing?" It wasn't the devil, folks. He wouldn't have asked me what I was doing. He would have said, "Take it, take it." And I said, "Well, now, Lord, you know I got this headache." And he said, "Well, why are you taking those things? They don't do you any good anyways." Now, this is my saying what he said to me, but he didn't say it in that tone. And I was just downright put out. Well, man, I had a bad headache. You could walk across the floor, and I wanted to throw something at you. That's how bad it was. And so I set the bottle back. And I went back into my den. I laid down on the couch, and I said, "I just want to show you that it's a spirit. Okay, this is what I'm trying to show you." I lay down on the couch, and my head was hurting so bad, and I heard this voice in my ear, "You're going to have a stroke. You're going to die. You didn't take anything. You're going to die." I thought about that for a little bit, and it became funny, and I started to laugh. It didn't feel good to laugh, but I laughed anyways. And I said, "Okay, devil, if I die, I'll go home to be with Jesus, and I won't have a headache anymore."
Amen.
And that thing lifted. I want you to know it just lifted just off of me like that. And do you know, to this day, I've never had another one? Because I heard the voice of the Lord and I obeyed him. But I had been living on medicine for years. And God began to show me to take the Word. And so we take the Word, believe the Word. You say, "I believe it." You don't even believe it as much as you do your doctor that you go to. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace, our peace, was upon him. And Matthew's gospel to show you that, you see, I'm of the opinion that everything's demon.
Yeah.
You say, "I knew you were a nut." You better believe it.
That's right.
I'm hanging on the right tree, though.
Amen.
You see, everything is demonic to me because I get healed from it by casting it out.
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew 8, in verse 16, The word says, talking about Jesus, says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all ALL that were sick. He cast out spirits with his word. You say, well, what? He healed them. Right. After we cast out the spirit, we ask the Lord to heal. We apply the word for the healing that the demon has done. And sometimes it takes a little longer than others to get that word in your spirit on it. And I'll begin. Listen, I think I told this once before. I'll put my Bible on the floor and stand on it and say, devil, you see him standing on the word. That's not what God meant. But if I've got to show the devil, I'll show him. Because the word says, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. So whatever the enemy has done, the damage he's done, after you get him out, you pray for healing, anoint with oil. They were laughing at me about anointing somebody back there yesterday, and I didn't put it, just a little dab. Anoint says pour. I would have poured, but I didn't want to mess up the carpet, so I just smeared it. And that demon says, get that off of me, it's burning. So you see, we got to do the word. We've got to believe the word. We are healed. We are healed, and we need to believe God wants us healed.
Amen.
Now, mentally, we know that. We know that. We mentally believe that. But this is where it's got to come from. It's got to come from your innermost being, out of your heart. See, we've had, we speak, our mouths get us in so much trouble.
Yes.
And we lose curses on ourselves and everybody else with our mouth. Jesus said in John 6:63, my words are spirit and their life. Yes. Jesus' words are spirit and their life. Well, we're made in the image of God. And our words either bring their spirit, and they either bring life or death. So we need to quote this word, read this word, stand on this word, hide the word in our heart, and believe it.
Yeah. And do it.
And then apply it. You know, show you. Go to Job, chapter 2.
Chapter what?
Chapter 2. Job. I hear people say, I'm just like poor old Job. Well, I'm like poor old Job too, but Job walked out victorious. So I don't know. I'm not going to be like poor old Job. I'm going to be like the end of the book, okay? I tell you. In Job chapter 2, and you know the story, in verse 3, you know, he said Satan came before the Lord, and the Lord said to him, the Lord reminded Job, the devil of Job, and he said, and the Lord said unto him, Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there's none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause? And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. You say, well, see, God did it. No, look at the next verse. And the Lord said unto Satan, God gave him permission to touch Job, gave Satan permission to do it. He said, verse 7 says, so Satan went, and the Lord said unto him, verse 6 said, and the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So who takes your life? So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the soles of his feet unto his crown. So Job went out, Satan went out, and he put sores all over him. Satan did it. God didn't do it. Over in Isaiah, God says, Isaiah 1, that we rebel against him, and we rebel against what the word says. You know, we're lazy, first of all, because we'll start believing, say, well, I'm going to stand on the word, and we pray a time or two, and, well, it isn't working. We got into the faith thing that says you speak it, and it's done. Well, I believe in speaking it till it's done. You know, I just skip, you know, and we were told don't pray more than once. You're in unbelief. Well, I'm going to pray till I believe, and the devil knows I believe, and he's going to turn me loose. So it takes work to stand and fight the enemy. He's not afraid of you. He won't, and he knows what you believe, because you always tell him with your mouth. So if you start speaking the word, I believe it was Brother George was talking about putting on the whole armor of God, putting on Jesus, and you walk and talking about the little missionary, you know, that the light was shining from him. I thought, yeah, but most of us will walk with the armor on, and the devil would say, there comes Jesus, until we open our mouth. And he said, oh, that's just you. See, we tell the devil what we believe with our mouth. So we need to watch what we say. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 2, he says, hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children. They have rebelled against me. For the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know my people, does not consider. Ah, sins a nation of people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel into anger. They are gone backwards, away backwards. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the feet of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, that they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. He said the body is sick. And I know there's a spirit, another side of that scripture there, but he's saying because of rebellion, we've rebelled against God, we rebelled against his word. You say, well, I haven't rebelled. Oh, yeah, we do that all the time. And we need to repent. We need to begin to repent of our rebellion. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It's the reason we run into so much witchcraft on people, because they rebel against God. They say, well, I've never been in witchcraft. Never rebelled against what God tells you to. We'll go along with God when he tells us what we want to hear, but if he tells us to do something that's different from what we want to do, we rebel. That's not God, that's the devil. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And then we go on and do our own thing. And God says that we are so rebellious that he said the whole body is sick from the head to the toes. And I know that's talking about the body of Christ, but it's also talking about the individual body. And we need to straighten up our lives. I held my place in the book of Job. I was going back over there in Job 1, chapter 1, verse 10. Job, the devil came, Satan came to God, and God said the same thing. Have you not seen my servant Job? Now, verse 10 says, Satan said to God, said, has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the works of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. And so this scripture shows us that God has a hedge around us. The Lord showed that to me one time in the spirit, and he said, when we're believing him, he showed me myself, and I had angels all the way around me. And they had these great big tall shields, which made a fence like around me. And I was in the middle of them. And I was speaking the word, and I was praising the Lord, and I was believing God. And all of a sudden, I was seeing this in the spirit, and all of a sudden, I began to see the angels drop their shields. And I said, Lord, what is that? What's happening? He said, you've let your faith down, and you begin to speak what you see instead of what my word says. And as angels let their shields down, outside were demons. I had seen the demons coming at the angels, and the angels just weren't paying any attention to them, and the demons were trying to get to me, and they couldn't. But when I was not in faith and believing God, then they would just come on, just up, and I saw him get right up in the angel's face and just mock him and come over at me. And it was really scary, because there I was with no protection, and they were just coming at me. So God has a hedge around us as long as we walk in faith and love and believe him. But when we let, the word tells us over in Ecclesiastes that when you break a hedge, your serpent will bite you. And that serpent brings disease, sickness, and poison. Okay, going on. Let me see where I want to go from there. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. My whole point of what I've been sharing with you is this, that the Word of God works, and you and I have got to believe it and apply it. And you know, what does the Word say? That love covers a multitude of sins. And as we walk in love and forgiveness and keep our our keep short accounts with the Lord moment by moment. You say, well, I always look at me. No, there comes a time when you get the Word built up in you. You will walk automatically in the Word and in the things of the Lord. You don't even have to stop to think because you begin to get. You've got so much of God within you. So much you're filled up so full with Him that when the enemy comes and says, "Hey, bang," you're gonna have a headache. You say, "Oh no." In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You don't receive it because it just automatically comes up out of your spirit that I'm not going to have anything of the devil. I don't want any part of him. But what we do is we sneeze and say, "I'm taking a call." You say, "I don't do them past that." Well, then what you doing with all that cold medicine in your pocket? What are you doing with all those aspirins there? If you're past that, why are we walking with so much in so much sickness? I'm not trying to condemn people. Don't get me wrong, because I fight the enemy all the time. I fight him, but I know who I am, and I know what the Word says about me. And I'll tell you another thing. We talk about the overcomer. Every time you get under one of these attacks and you defeat the devil, I don't care whether it's sickness, whether it's whatever it is, and as you overcome it, you're getting closer to walking it as an overcomer. Everything that comes upon us, God wants us to overcome it. He wants us to put it under our feet and go on. But we've got to get the Word of God in us so revealed in us to know that it's mine, that it belongs to me, that we're not going to give in every time. And we just say, "Oh, poor me, I'm always under attack." No, bless God, it's a... You know, I want the devil to know when my feet hit the floor that, bless God, she's up again.
Amen.
I want him to say, "Look out, God, she's coming." Because I know my authority over the devil and I know how to use it.
Thank you, Lord.
And the more we get the Word in us, the more we believe it, the more we begin to walk in it and not become hearers only. You know what a hearer only is? It's a Dead Sea Christian. You know what a Dead Sea Christian is? They're always taken in and they never give out. You've got to give it out. And the more you give it out, the more you deliver, pray for other people for healing, the more you speak the Word to them, the more you believe. Man, I love to preach it because the more I talk about it, the more I do it, the more I believe. I begin to get, I get excited. Let me tell you, I know that the Word works because it works for me.
Amen.
I have people say, "Well, he got delivered." That's just your own fault. Y'all get up there and get rid of it. You know what the Word says. The Word says, "They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered."
Right.
Oh, tell me it don't work. Works for me.
Amen.
And works for you.
Amen.
And the more you minister it, why do you think Doc gets up at 6 o'clock and come up here and do all this praying? He loves it. And it builds his faith.
Amen.
I like to pick on people. I love him anyways. I love him. He loves me. He has to love me because the Word says so. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless him, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. He went in, he preached. You know what? You know, when you go to pray for somebody for healing, you really need to preach the Word to them before you pray. I was called over in Arkansas. I'm in Arkansas. Okay, I was called over here one time to pray for a cousin of mine. She had a brain tumor, inoperable brain tumor. And her mother called me and said, "Would you come and pray for Faye?" And I said, "Okay." And Jim and I, one Saturday morning, we got in the car and we drove over to their house. And I didn't know what I was praying for. They didn't tell me. When I got there, they were all sitting around burying me. You know how you got cancer, it was because you're dead. The minute they say you got cancer, everybody burying you. You know, it's better not let nobody know what you got. Because they'll kill you with their words. So we went over there, and she was sitting there, and it was terrible. Oh, it was terrible. The house was so depressed. And I walked in when they told me. I said, "Okay." I said, "Come on, Faye, let's go in your bedroom. Shut the door." And I said, "Don't know y'all come in here." And she got on the bed and I sat there and I quoted scripture to her. It was so bad that her head was already out of shape and she was paralyzed on one side and she was in a lot of pain. And they had told her that they could not operate on her, that she was going to die. And I sat there from early in the morning until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, quoting scripture. She was Baptist. She was in a Baptist church, knew nothing at all about healing. But I just quoted scripture to her, what the scripture said. And when about 4:30, her pastor came in. And I don't know when he came in. Jim was talking to me there. So we came on out. But then I had just, well, it had been all day, and I was tired. And we came out, and we prayed, and we left. And the only thing we could see that happened while we were there, that the pain was gone. She was not in pain. And so we went home. We drove home. We did not know what happened. And for 2 weeks, we didn't hear a word. So we just said, Lord, praise you. We thank you. And we just left it there. We never talked about it. We didn't dwell on it. And one Saturday morning, 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from her mother, and she was yelling so loud I had to hold the phone out like this. She said, praise God, praise God. I said, what are we praising God for? I said, I'll praise with you, but what for? She said, faith heals. He's totally, that tumor is totally gone. Said, the reason we didn't call you, said she went back to the doctor and had it verified, and she's totally healed. The word healed her. The word healed her. And I told my husband, I said, I tell you this, if anything ever happened to me where I was not in my right mind, and you may think I'm not there now, but I want him to put earphones on me, put the word on an automatic reverse player, and let it play. I said, don't you do anything else, because the word will restore. You know, I tell you, God's word, it's life. Jesus preached the word, and he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. He healed them all. You know, I was thinking about this morning. I was going over this word, that lunacy, spirit of lunacy. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I thought about that scripture over in Isaiah that says that diviners make them mad. I know that's talking about something about moon worship or something. I'm not going into that. But people that have been involved in witchcraft and the occult, it brings insanity, because that's what the scripture says. And so we need to remember that when we go to pray for someone that has a head a mind problem, that we need to go after witchcraft, break curses of witchcraft and the occult, and then call that off of them, and then get the spirit that came in from it. But here we see that Jesus went forth and he healed all. Over in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is telling us in 6, and you all know this, but we're going to read it again. Verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our warfare, we're in a war, and the devil wants to kill every believer.
Yes.
Every believer. But he's mostly after the believers. He's got the unbelievers, so he's not worried about them right now, but he's zeroed in on believers. And we need to recognize that we have authority and we have the power of God in the name of Jesus to rebuke and to cast out, to cast down, and to destroy. Paul told us, he said, put on the whole armor of God. Get up of the morning. I used to tell my church, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. I'm saved. I'm born again by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this helmet of salvation takes care of my mind. The devil will not harass my mind today. In Jesus' name, I put on the helmet of salvation. And I gird up my loins with truth. So I said, put on a girdle. Put your foot in. Pull it up. And cover yourself. The truth. Who's the truth? Jesus. Who's salvation? Jesus. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. You have no righteousness. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on Jesus. Cover your heart. Cover your heart with the breastplate. And your feet. Put on your boots. I like boots. Put on boots. They cover a lot. And what boots were they? The gospel of peace. And cover yourself, and then he says, and take the shield of faith, Put your face up. Now, I've got everything protected, Lord, except my backside. I've got my shield of faith and then the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God speaking. See, you can walk around. I got my sword. I used to do this in the Baptist church. I got my sword. I knew about salvation. Didn't know a whole lot about that, but I knew about it. And I went around. I got my sword. And I had a friend. She used to say, "I got my sword." I said, "Why don't we use it?" And I was really wanting to know what the sword said and what it was for. And this is what it's for. Speaking the word in faith, believing against what? The fiery darts of the devil. Cover yourself. Your weapons are not... are mighty through God. They are mighty weapons we have. Through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Pull down the stronghold in your mind. Well, the devil says, you said, well, you know, the doctor said, "I'm sick." And the devil said, "That's right." And you go home and you tell somebody, and they say, "Well, you poor thing, you're sick." I used to get so mad when my daughter gets sick, and I won't tell you what church she's in. Everybody come over there, and I've got to answer the phone. I'm over to visit her, take care of her, everybody calls the poor thing. I said, "Don't say that to her. Tell her to get up and defeat the enemy." I said, "Don't sympathize with her. Encourage her to walk in the Word. Encourage her to stand up and fight." I said, "Oh, you're doing..." I said, "She don't need pity or sympathy. She needs encouragement."
Amen.
See, the enemy will send somebody around and tell you, you know, you can't do it. But let me tell you something. God will send you others to encourage you. And you got to have your backside protected. And you walk in love. And we're supposed to be protecting one another's backside.
Thank you.
We're not supposed to be shooting arrows at them.
Amen.
Amen? Going on. Praise the Lord. Matthew, I'm going to bring this to a quick close so we can get into some deliverance in just a minute. But Matthew's Gospel in chapter 17, verse 14. "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oft time he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.'" Is that what I wanted? I guess it was. And then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." And Jesus rebuked the devil. See, he said, he's a lunatic. It was a spirit of lunacy. He rebuked the devil. And he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Now, going on, I'm going to do this real hurriedly because I want to show you that in the scriptures it talks about them being spirits. You say, "Well, I believe that." Well, I know you may believe it, but we're going to emphasize it so when we go into deliverance, you'll be ready to get rid of them. Or do you want to keep your sickness? Mark chapter 9, verse 17. "And one of the multitude answered and said, 'Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, and they could not.'" This is literally the same scripture he's saying here, but I wanted you to see that he calls it a dumb spirit here over the other ones, a lunatic spirit. And then he said, how long? I'm skipping down to verse 21. "And he asked his father, 'How long is it ago since this came unto him?' And he said, 'Of a child.'" So we see those things can enter a person as a child. And we know about the curses, the sins of the fathers that have visited on the children to the third and the fourth generation. I ran into a spirit in a man one time that was destruction. Someone had hit him as a child with a baseball bat. And he received a spirit of destruction in there. A destroying spirit came in, and he had done everything under the sun that happened to him, trying to kill him. And when he came when I ministered to him and went after it, I asked that thing. I said, "When did you come in?" He said, "When he was little." We got it out, and then I asked the man. I said, "How did this happen?" He said that he was playing baseball and got hit in the head with a bat, and this spirit of destruction came in. Chapter 8, verse 35. Luke 8, 35 through 39, okay? And then they went out to see what was done. They came to Jesus. This is talking about the gathering, the man that had the legions. Let me back up and read 28. When he saw Jesus, he cried and fell down before him, and with a loud voice, he said, "What have I to do with thee?" And Jesus said, "Thou Son of God Most High, I beseech thee, torment me not." You see, these spirits also bring torment. This demon was saying to Jesus, "Don't torment me." I like to torment demons. I like to see them cry for mercy. I just love one when he tells me mercy. I say, I give you the same kind of mercy you put on her. I loose to you the same kind of mercy that you did to her. But this demon came to Jesus, this demon in that person, in that gathering. And verse 29, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for all time it had cast him, called him, and he was, for all time it had called him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legions, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Verse 35, and they went out, and then they went out to see what was done. Jesus cast it out. He said, and found a man who, out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. When the demons have gone out and a person is delivered, we should rejoice.
Amen.
But I find people, they're afraid. You know what really bothers me? That we treat deliverance so unimportant. When you see people, I sit on the floor back there and cried just afternoon with a girl that my heart breaks because she wants to be free. And we didn't get it out. We got some stuff out. We got a bunch of stuff out. I don't know what we got out. But I just sit there and inside me I was just weeping and I thought, Lord, we're so hardened. We're so selfish. If you're not tormented, thank God. But what about those that are tormented? Have compassion on them. Gang up around them when you see a monster and pray in tongues and command it. Just put your hand out and believe for it to go. Don't go get your plate and go sit down at the table. Forgive me. But some of you could help. Say, so you're just getting ugly. No, I'm begging. I deal with people that are hurting all the time, and Glenn and Irma do too. They know what it's like. And what we do gives Glenn and Irma a chance to rest. Maybe, although he comes and gets in the middle of it most of the time. But it's hard work, people. I was so tired last night when I left here to go home. I went home. I was so exhausted, but I was thinking, you know what I was thinking? Lord, I want to get that out. I want to know why it's not gone, because your word says it. See? So I want the Lord to show me if there's a legal hold. And so what God is trying to get us to do the battle, do the warfare, get people set free so they can go set other people free. So they can go preach. What we usually use as a theme song here. And as you go preach saying the kingdom of heaven has come, it's at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you receive, freely give. God's given to us freely. He's given us much. We've heard teachings on coming as cleansing the temple, walking in the anointing. God wants a holy people. Well, we've got to get rid of the spirits so we can the temple can be cleansed. So, well, I ain't got any demons. Come up here and we'll cast the lion spirit out of you. That's the truth, because they have you deceived. And let me share this with you. I have a son. I told about his ministry. He was in the ministry, and he was anointed of the Lord, just really anointed of the Lord to do deliverance. The Lord just showed him, would just show him spirit and the authority to get them out. He had the authority. He was working in the mission. He worked there for, I don't know how many years he was in it, working with the people. But he let a spirit of greed get him. He didn't get deliverance, people. He got a little bit of deliverance at the beginning. God healed him. When he saved him, he healed him took away arthritis. He healed him of arthritis. He healed him of diverticulitis, high blood pressure. I don't remember what all he, what is that, gout. God totally healed him, totally delivered him when he saved him. I mean, it was supernatural. But then he had been in a lot of stuff I don't know anything about and really don't want to know about, but he didn't get delivered from that. He came to us one time and he said, I'm delivered because I sat down in the middle of the floor and I prayed and I sought the Lord and I cried and I threw up and I cried and I threw up and I'm delivered. And I would look in his eyes and I would see the Spirit every time he'd say that and I'd say, no, you're not. I said, God did a work in you, but he didn't. That thing is still there, and it'll destroy you if you don't get rid of it. And it almost has. It almost has. And I'm going back believing that things are different. We've been praying for him here. But the reason I'm telling you this, the devil deceives you. He can deceive any of us. He deceives us all. But if you have had some stuff in you and you hadn't gotten it out, if you've got some stuff in you and you know it's there and you say, well, I'm controlling it. See, he was controlling it too, to let control him. And it's done everything it can. In fact, it separated him totally from God for about how many years? 2 years? Three? Totally. He went berserk. What I call just absolute. My daughter called me and said, he's crazy, Mother. He's absolutely crazy. He was close to her. And I said, no, he's not. The devil's just doing a number on him, but we're going to pray. So I'm warning you. I'm warning you. You're here, and it's here for you. And when we go into mass deliverance, get rid of it. You know what you want, what's in you. Don't pick and choose. Just say, God, I want this out. And I was teaching on sickness because we're going to go after sick spirits of sickness. But you know other things that are there. Spirits of deception. Self-deception is really works big time. That we are deceived. My son is deceived. And I looked him in the eyes at Christmas before I came over here on Friday. And I said, son, you've spit in the face of God. God gave you much. And you walked away. I said, you need to repent. And I said, you need deliverance. And I have people come up to me and say, I sit to our dog and they say, if you see anything on me, get it off. I see a lot, but I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Because their attitude is that I'm okay. And that's what my son did. That's why it hurts so bad when I see people do this. And my heart breaks because I want my son back where he was to begin with. I want him to walk. I mean, he came to me and he said, I'm trying to make a decision. And I said, pray and ask God. And I was saying, I wouldn't tell you if I knew. I don't know, and I don't know what God wants for you. I just want you back right with God. I don't want you living like you're living.
Yeah.
So he's had an opportunity, and I see people come in here, men and women, and they hold on because of the pride. The pride, the word says over in Proverbs that the pride goeth before destruction. And that destruction, if you go over in the Revelation chapter 9, it talks about he's a ruler over the bottomless pit. He is. He's a ruler over the bottomless pit. Abaddon, Apollyon, it says destroyer and destruction, the king of the bottomless pit. I did a study on that just recently, and I own pride. And that's where it took me, back over there, when it said that pride, you said, well, it said pride goes before fall, but that's not what it said. It said pride goes before destruction. Read that scripture. I can't remember where it is right now. It's in Proverbs somewhere. Look it up. Get your concordance and look it up. You may already know. Anyways, said now in verse 30, it says, now when the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thine own house and show how great things God has done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city, crying how great things Jesus had done for him. Luke 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and couldn't in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her unto him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. See, the enemy works through people as it did with the rulers of the synagogue. When Jesus freed this woman, I know this also has another spiritual meaning. I've heard Brother Tommy teach on it. But this woman, the church is bound with spirit of infirmity.
Yes.
The church is bound.
Right.
And we're the church. And God wants us free. And so I say, I'm going to close, stop here, so we can go into deliverance. Because if we're having fish tonight, we don't want it to get cold. I don't like fish, so y'all can have my part. But anyway, God wants you free. And when my husband's going to come to you and call out the spirits. And if you even think you've got that, I heard Shirley say a while ago that, cancer cells are in everyone. Well, when he gets on cancer, well, boy, we really need to work. And Aunt Irma, bless her heart, I really love the way she does deliverance. And I'm going to tell y'all before we start, she'll say, this is a delivery room. Now, I want you to know this is a, you know what a delivery room is when you go to have a baby? You know, you got work to do. Well, this is a delivery room. If you want to be delivered, we ought to get doctor explained delivery room, but we won't do that today. You got to work. And she'll say, cough and start, get those things out. Come on, cough them things out. And I don't mean, it means, work at it. I mean, get hard on it. And get rid of some of this stuff. You're going to have an opportunity to get rid of a lot of infirmity because we've got several lists of infirmity spirits. And the first thing we want to go after is the unforgiveness and the bitterness and resentment. And then when he calls those others, if you'll just, like you're in that delivery room working, and call them out. Don't be intimidated. Don't look to the left and the right. Put your feet flat on the floor. If you got on pierced earrings, take them off. Put them in your pocket. And then put them back on when you get through if you want to. But anyways, praise the Lord. Well, I hope I haven't offended you. But I hope, I pray to God that we get a lot of deliverance this afternoon. I pray. Because there's so much sickness. And well, my whole thing was is to show you. Let's get the demons out. Then we'll receive prayer for healing so we can be healed for what the demons have done to us.
Anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got pages. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got the names of a lot of demons up here. And I'll bet you there's a lot of demons out there that need to be sent to the pit. Peter was, if there's any unbelief still out there, Peter was talking to that group of people. I think it was when they sent for Peter to come share with a heathen group of people. And he was telling about his Lord and Savior. And he was telling them how Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good and
healing.
How many?
All
that were what?
Oppressed
of the devil. Tells me that sickness and disease is an oppression of the devil. If you had any unbelief, that is scripture. That is Acts 10:38. Look it up. It's real and it's for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you now to let your Holy Spirit fall. Move in the lives of people. Make us a willing vessel that want to be clean, that they want to get rid of all of the vestiges of the enemy, of the devil, and of his demons that would harass us, that have come to rest upon us or in us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just thank you for deliverance now, even before we begin, for we know that Jesus is our deliverer, and we receive it as we begin this day. And we give you praise and glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind what she says you want me to go after. Unbelief. Was that what you want me to go after? Unbelief. I bind unbelief. Unbelief in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take authority. Unforgiveness, too. Unforgiveness also. In the name of Jesus, I bind unforgiveness in every person here, and I make you, by the sound of my voice, loosening the work of the Lord Jesus Christ to set you free from unforgiveness as you release it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command unforgiveness to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You have no place in God's people. In God's people, I command unforgiveness to leave. Leave in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them and let them go. We will hold no unforgiveness today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I command you. loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All unforgiveness. All unforgiveness. Come on out. I want the rest of it. I want the rest of it. Every vestige of unforgiveness. Loose them and come out. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus, He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our Master. Master, in Jesus' name, loose them. Loose them and come out. He is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. He is the only true God. He is the only living God. You must go. You must obey. Everything is under His feet. And He is our Lord. He is my Lord. And you will obey my Lord in Jesus' name. Okay. Mental illness. I speak to mental illness. I speak to depression. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come on out. Breathe them out now. Come on, cough them up and breathe them out. Oppression. Oppression, depression, and mental illness. In the name of Jesus, torment. Torment. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to confusion. Confusion. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus, I speak to forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. Problems in the mind. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that lunacy, that lunatic demon. Come on out. Lunacy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to unclean spirits. Unclean spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Insanity. Insanity and madness. In the name of Jesus, let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Insanity. Insanity and madness. Let them go. Let them go. Infirmity. Spirits are just spirits of infirmity. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Spirits of sickness. Sickness. Habitual sickness. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sickness and disease. Cancer. Cancer. I speak to cancer. That spirit of cancer. That demon of cancer. I break your hold in this people. All types of cancer. Every location of cancer. Loose them and come out. Cancer in the breast. Cancer of the lung. Cancer in the blood. Cancer in the pancreas. Cancer in the kidney. Cancer of liver. Cancer in the prostate. All types of cancer. All locations of cancer. Spirits of cancer. Come out. Come out. Tumors. Tumors. I speak to tumors. You will obey. You will loosen this people. Spirits and tumors. Tumors. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Diabetes. Diabetes, come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. High blood pressure. High blood pressure. Come out. Low blood pressure. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Strokes. Heart attacks. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Heart blockages. Heart blockages. Curse of doctor's words. I break the curse of the doctor's words over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break a curse of infirmity over every person here that has come down through the bloodlines from the sins of the fathers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I destroy the power of the curse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command the curse to release you. Release you and come out. Bloodline curses of infirmity and sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus. I destroy the power of the curse and I release you from the bondage of that curse in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out. Bloodline curses of infirmity and sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's go back through blood diseases. Blood pressure. High blood pressure. Low blood pressure. Strokes. Strokes. Blockage, heart blockage, blockage in arteries in the name of the Lord Jesus. Heart attacks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out, loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go, loose them and let them go. All blood diseases, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I come after the doubt and unbelief. The doubt and unbelief. You have no place here. Loose them and come out. All spirits of doubt and unbelief, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the curse of fear over you and I call fear out. Fear in Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind and a sound heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to fear. Loose them and let them go. All types of fear. All types of fear in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Fear. Fear. I speak to suicide. Suicide. I break the curse of suicide. I break the spirit, the demon of suicide that harasses you this day in the name of Jesus. It'll not bring fruit in any life here. I cast out the spirit of suicide in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, self-destruction. You have to go along with it. Self-destruction and early death. Early death in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The bone breaker. Bone breaker in the name of Jesus. Blindness. Blindness and deafness. Spirits of blindness, spirits of deafness. In the name of Jesus, I speak to deaf ears. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that ear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command deafness to go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak to those ears out there, deaf ears. I speak to eyes, I speak to these eyes. And I speak to eyes out there that are going dim, that are having spirits of blindness on them. I command you to loose this people. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. God made us perfect. He wants a perfect vessel back. In the name of Jesus, deafness and blindness, loose this people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to that spirit of arthritis. Arthritis in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All arthritis in the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak to that bone deterioration. Bone deterioration. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Calcium. Calcium in the joints. Bursitis. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Infection. Infection in the name of the Lord Jesus. Swelling. Swelling and all deformity. Deformity in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. I break the curse that brought deformity in the name of the Lord Jesus. Of anybody that has any type of deformity in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curse that loosed it upon you in the name of Jesus. I strip it of its power in the name of Jesus, and I set you free in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak to arrested development. Arrested development in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose you. Loose you in Jesus' name. Ulcers. I speak to ulcers. In the name of Jesus, stomach ulcers, ulcers on the skin, all types of ulcers. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them. Loose them and let them go. Growths, all types of growth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break a curse of Merriam over every person here. Merriam who brings allergies, all types of allergies, hay fever, swelling in the throat and in the watery eyes and congestion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all types of allergies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the curse of allergies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I call the allergies out. Allergies, loose them and come out. Bronchitis. Bronchitis, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bad breath. Bad breath. I call even bad breath out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to that spirit of epilepsy. Epilepsy, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Epilepsy, loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Cancer of the bone marrow. Cancer of the bone marrow. Osteomyelitis is his name. You have to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Emphysema. Emphysema in the name of Jesus. I command emphysema and funguses out. All funguses in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glaucoma. Glaucoma in the eyes and eye infections. All types of infection in the eyes. Cataracts. I call cataracts out. Cataracts. Spirit of cataract. I call the cataract off of your eye. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Heart failure. In the name of Jesus. Heart murmur. I call out heart murmurs. Heart failures in the name of the Lord Jesus. Leukemia. Myopia. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Mental illness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Strokes. Strokes. Loose them and come out. Heart attack. Heart disease. Heart aches. Heart aches in the name of the Lord Jesus. Heart pain, pain in the heart in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Let them go. Let them go.
Migraine headaches. Migraine headaches. I speak to migraine headaches. I call out migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Break them off, folks. Stir them up. Let's get rid of them. Migraine headaches. Ulcers again. Ulcers. Spirits of pain. Spirits of pain. I call that python out. That python in the name of Jesus. These are spiritual things. Come out. Come out. I break the curse of that python. I break the power of it in the name of Jesus. That python that wraps around your head and around your neck in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I call that python out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call terminal illness out. All types of terminal illness. Illness unto death. In the name of Jesus. I break your hold. In the name of Jesus. I call death out. Death. Death. Loose this people. Spirit of death. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break your hold and I command you to go. Death, you have no place. Jesus overcame you. That's the spirit that he speaks of overcoming. In the name of Jesus, death has to go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All types of deformities, all smothering, smothering in the name of the Lord Jesus. Chronic illness. Chronic illness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Addictions. Addictions. I speak to addictions and I break the power of addictions. I break curses of addiction. I call out the spirit of addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. For he's highly exalted. He's given a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Jesus is Lord. Of beings in earth, beings in heaven, beings under the earth, they all bow to the name of Jesus. And I command you to go. All addictions, addictions in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. All addiction. Alcohol, addiction to alcohol. Addiction to nicotine. Addiction to food. Addiction to cocaine. Addiction to crack. Addiction to caffeine. In the name of the Lord Jesus, all addictions. In the name of Jesus, loose them. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Diabetes again. I speak to diabetes. Loose them and come out. Spirit of diabetes. High blood pressure. High blood sugar. Low blood sugar. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The spirit behind the diabetes. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. I break the curse of alcohol. Alcohol. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Curse of eating blood.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Curse of alcohol. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The curse from eating blood. Curse from eating blood that brings blood diseases. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the curse of eating blood. I call that spirit out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. You've got to go. You've got to go. Hunter of souls. That hunter of souls has to go also. In the name of Jesus. I destroy the power in the name of Jesus and bind that hunter of souls in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hunter of souls. Speaks of him in Ezekiel, in the 13th chapter of Ezekiel. That hunter of souls is explained there. And he has to go. He's after your soul and he can't stay. I break the power of that hunter of souls and I command him to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Those addictions, I break those addictions afresh and anew. The cravings, all the cravings, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Addiction to food, addiction to alcohol, addiction to drugs. All of the bondage that comes with the addiction. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the bondage. I break all types of bondage. I command the bondages to leave you, to loose you, and let you go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Tension. Tension. Nerves. Nervous breakdowns in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, nervous breakdowns, convulsions, cramps, fatigue, earaches, loose them and let them go. Dry bones, convulsions, death, come out. Cancer of the blood, cancer of the liver, all types of cancer again, come out in Jesus' name. Cancer in the blood, cancer in the liver, cancer in the spleen, cancer in the prostate, cancer in the kidney, cancer in the bladder, cancer in the lung, cancer in the breast. Come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Appendicitis, attacks of appendicitis. Come out in Jesus' name. Amnesia, spirits of amnesia. I break the power of amnesia and I call amnesia out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. We've got a minute or two. Does anybody have anything they'd like called?
Skin cancer.
I speak to skin cancer. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak to skin cancers and I break the curse of skin cancers and the power of the demon, and I command it to come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
Palpitations
and arrhythmia. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Palpitations and come out. The Lord rebuke you. Lupus. I speak to lupus. Spirit of lupus. Come out. We've seen it healed. We've seen the Lord heal lupus. Come out. Spirits of lupus. Anybody here have lupus? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hereditary kidney disease.
Kidney diseases, all types of kidney diseases, every type of kidney disease, hereditary kidney diseases that came down through the bloodline, in the name of Jesus, bloodline diseases in the kidney, and other diseases that came down through the bloodline. I call out other diseases that come out through the bloodline. Prolapse, a prolapsed vagina, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. My Lord can heal AIDS, I want you to know. I come against that spirit of AIDS. Put your faith to work. Let's cleanse this place of AIDS. AIDS, you've got to go in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I call AIDS out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of AIDS, in the name of Jesus, come out in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you, come out in Jesus' name. Delusion, paranoia, outburst, mockery, gossip, backbiting. I call out a backbiting spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of a backbiting spirit. I call out cursing, criticism, lying, and blasphemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them and come out. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Loose them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Well, we've still got some working in it. The hour has come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind every spirit that's left in every person here. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind every one of those spirits in Jesus' name that's left in every person. I ask, Father, you send your angels and cleanse our building. Take everything out that came out in the name of the Lord Jesus. We loose them from the building. We ask the angels to put them in chains and carry them to the pit. There to chain them there that they'll not return to harass you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over them in Jesus' name. I bind backlash. I bind retaliation from the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I take authority over that he'll not come to harass you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I praise you. I thank you for deliverance. And I ask, Father, that you fill every vacancy now in every person where a demon has left with your Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit so lead and guide and direct us, Father, that we'll be known as the children of God for sure. Amen and amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.